Seattle City Council members will learn more today about a proposed tax on big business to fund services for homelessness. Anna Boyko Weirock reports on some of the details so far.
This kind of tax is often known as a head tax or employee hours tax. And it's actually nothing new for Seattle. The city had something like it for transportation funding until it was repealed in 2009. This time around, the goal is to create a steady stream of money to help people with the greatest housing needs, like Councilmember Kirsten Harris-Talley says, rental assistance and safe lots for people living in vehicles.
While not ideal, there are folks who are able right now to survive in RVs and cars and other things where they know that they're safe and it gives them the mobility that they need. And so we want to create as much safety and protection for those folks as well.
In a statement, the Seattle Chamber of Commerce said allowing people to live in RVs is not a long-term solution and, quote, immoral. The tax would fall on approximately 250 businesses, which would have to pay about $100 a year per employee. That would include companies like Amazon, which, by the way, did not respond to a request for comment. The tax is expected to generate around $20 million a year. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Weirock.